Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and their tushies do too. Huggies Little Movers with its curved and stretchy fit. Moms know that there's nothing worse than an ill-fitting diaper, especially for your active babies. I love Huggies because I can rely on them to keep my baby covered while she moves around. You guys have heard about my sweet little baby. She just turned one, deep into mobility. I am so excited about Huggies Little Movers because she can roll around, jump around, climb, which is everything she's doing. And I know that she is covered, and so am I in the cleanup.
And we all want the very best for our babies, and that's Huggies. Huggies Little Movers are curved, so babies feel comfy no matter how much they're moving around. And they're moving around a lot. They also offer up to 12-hour protection against leaks, which is a game changer. Get your baby's butt into Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American ride.
And happy Election Day, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so happy that you have decided to hang out with us for the next 11 hours of broadcasting. I am not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. We have a marathon day that is kicking off right now on radio stations all across America. And folks, it's really going to be a fun day. I am excited to hear the stories from you. We're going to be opening up the phone lines. I want to know, what are you seeing right now at your polling stations? What are the lines looking like? By the way, who did you vote for? And what is it? What's the reason that you went to go and vote today? We want to hear from you. I want you to write down our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee. He's going to be here in just a little while. Also, Senator Marsha Blackburn and Senator Bill Hagerty will drop by. We're going to be checking in with our good buddy Jeffrey Lord, one of the top political mind readers in America. Also, Governor Scott Walker is going to be here talking about the youth vote. Liz Peek and Justin Barclay, who is a radio host from Detroit, Michigan, on Detroit's new 910 AM, giving us an update on what's happening in Michigan, which is, of course, one of the battleground states. Folks, early this morning, one of our listeners on KWAM in Memphis, they sent in photographs from North Mississippi where the lines were, get this, the traffic to get into the polling place parking lot was backed up about a half a mile. That's remarkable. Now, keep in mind, there is no early voting in Mississippi, so you are seeing a massive groundswell of support. Also getting reports from other parts of the country. And you can read into this what you will, but there is a massive man vote today. And we are hearing reports of lots of pickup trucks at the polling stations and polling precincts. So that could bode well for us as we go through the day. You have one job today, ladies and gentlemen, and that job is very clear. We have to save our country from the Marxist. That's it. Nothing else matters. And I want to say something briefly to the Christians that listen to this radio program, the Christians who have not gone and have not voted. Get out and vote. Get off your blessed assurance. No, forget that. Get off your buttocks and get out and vote. That's your job. That's your responsibility. 25 million Christians that did not vote in 2020. If you vote today, we win in a landslide.
But, hon, I don't like the tweets, the mean tweets. The man's he's got a potty mouth.
I don't care if the man has a potty mouth. He's not your preacher. He wants to be your president. If your preacher's got a potty mouth, well, you got problems. But that's not who Donald Trump is. He wants to be the next president of the United States, and you need to be voting. And don't even think about voting for personality today, people. Vote for the policies. That's what we've got to do here. But I'm telling you, early on, things are looking good. Now, we're hearing reports out of Pennsylvania, and someone just sent me a text about this. Michael Whatley, who is the co-chair of the RNC, says that Republican poll watchers in Philadelphia, York, Westmoreland, Allegheny, Lehigh, Cambria, Wyoming, and Lackawanna counties are being turned away. And we'll check in with Ben Dieter. He's from those parts. He knows I may have mispronounced half these names. But it doesn't really matter because there's a big problem out there. They're turning poll watchers away. The good news here is that the RNC was prepared. We have over 500 attorneys in every single battleground state. So here's what happened. RNC found out about it. They deployed the attorneys. Long story short, guess what? Those Republican poll watchers are watching the polls. Folks, today we got to keep fighting. We got to keep winning. And I want to hear from you. If you are hearing of any voting shenanigans, let us know about it, and we will pass that information along to the RNC. But today it is all hands on deck to save our country. And we are proud to have a front row and offer you a front row seat as we wade through this historic day in American history. By the way, did you see President Trump? Into the wee hours of the morning, this man, about 2 o'clock in the morning, somebody told me, you're not going to believe this, Starnes, Trump is leading a dance party. They're having a rave at the Trump rally at 2 o'clock in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. The man is, I've never seen anything like this. He's like a Red Bull on the Fruit Loops. I don't know. But that guy is crushing it all the way up to Election Day. And you have to respect that. A couple of indicators here. We understand from the island nation of Guam, also known as Guam, that it's looking really close right now. Right. It was a landslide victory for Joe Biden. Right now, those numbers look pretty good for Kamala Harris. Now, let's talk about Dixville Notch. At Dixville Notch, they cast their ballots first in the nation. They've been doing this for, you know, a bazillion years, and they got nothing else going on up there, right? So that's what they're known for. And in 2020, it was an overwhelming, there was a shutout. Joe Biden beat Donald Trump, kicked his butt in Dixville Notch. The final tally was 5-0. Well, we can report now that Donald Trump actually improved his numbers. The final vote tally from Dixville Notch is 3-3. So it's a tie. I guess somebody had a baby. I don't know. Somebody moved to Dixville Notch. What do you want me to do, Dylan? I don't know. But yeah, so they've added another population, a portion of the population there in Dixville Notch. So that tells me that Trump improved his numbers in Dixville Notch over 2020. Are you feeling good, ladies and gentlemen? Are you feeling the vibe? Are you nervous? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls. We've got a lot of great guests. This is going to be a very fast-paced show today, ladies and gentlemen. Also, want to remind you that at 6 o'clock Eastern, we will be starting our live radio coverage. You can also watch us on Rumble, also on YouTube, Facebook Live. We have lots of different platforms where you're going to be able to sit down and watch our awesome coverage. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. We're going to pay some bills. Also, 5 o'clock Eastern, Corey Lewandowski will be joining me on Newsmax TV tonight. We've got a jam-packed show for you there. We're going to be taking you to Trump campaign headquarters, also Harris campaign headquarters, and it's going to be, like I said, folks, a jam-packed, exciting day here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We'll be right back.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
I'm excited to introduce you to Colchi, the first legal exchange where you can trade on the outcome of real-world events. Now, Colchi recently got approval to list markets on the upcoming election, making it the first legal platform in 100 years where you can trade on election results. With Colchi, you can trade on key political events like who will win the presidential election, control of the House and Senate, and even swing state outcomes. Right now, for example, markets are showing a close 50-50 split between major candidates, meaning you could double your money if you predict the winner. Now, Colchi has already facilitated over $1 billion in trades, providing a secure and regulated space for people like you to profit from your predictions. And the best part? Well, the election markets are live and ready for trading right now. To get started, sign up using my exclusive link, Colchi.com/Starnes. That's KALSHI.com/Starnes. And the first 500 people who deposit $50 get an extra $20 credit to trade. Don't miss out. Sign up today and start trading on what you know.
No, I feel very confident. I have felt, you know, we went in with a very big lead today. And it looks like Republicans have shown up in force. So we'll see how it turns out. But it seems that they have really shown up in force. I just got a call from Dan Patrick in Texas. He said they've never seen anything like it. It's been great.
Yeah, that was President Trump, and the First Lady was by his side just moments ago. The President and First Lady going to cast their vote in Florida. And as you heard the President say, the voting turnout has been insane. We are hearing about huge, huge crowds, and we're going to be monitoring the battleground states especially. One of the big problems in the southern states is going to be the weather, but I want you to hear me on this, folks. I understand it's raining outside across much of the South right now. I get that. But this is a man who took a bullet in the ear for you so you can handle a couple of raindrops. All right. So let's put things in perspective here. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's start in Florida. Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hey, Mark, what you got for us today?
Hey, Todd, we finally made it. Listen, I got the perfect theme song for your entire day that would be awesome for your show. And it's by Europe, the band Europe, The Final Countdown. That would be a phenomenal song to just uplift everybody. Also, they have another one by Matt Parker and the Deacons called This Is My Life. Those are two. The Countdown one is the one you really need for your show. That would be awesome. Also, they're saying, like you just mentioned, it's going to be raining in some states. My advice, Todd, pass out trash bags and use them as ponchos along with mega hats. Now, that would make a statement out in the rain,
so
sure.
I did wonder how many people are showing up today dressed as a garbage bag to cast their ballots. We posted that question last night on the social medias. People were going bonkers over it.
Yeah, I think they should just do it. Wear trash bags as a poncho and wear the mega hats. I mean, you can't go wrong there. And you know that, you know, Will, and get off the subject a little bit, Will Ferrell was threatening the voters, you know, Trump voters, saying, hey, you got to vote for Harris. Don't, you know, just giving us a hard time. You know, as I've been saying for years, and you've been saying too, they need to stay out of politics. They're not even politicians. They should stay in their professions and leave politics to those that know what they're doing, like Ferrell, Swift, and the rest of them. You know, all they want is the love of money. That's all they want. Is the love of money, and they're destroying this country in the process.
It's not even money, Mark. They want power, and they want control, and they crave that. They thrive it. They want to control every aspect of your life, and that's the great irony here. They talk about reproductive freedom. No, they don't want people to reproduce. That's why they want to kill the babies. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Mark,
it is absolutely insanity right now. But you're right. This is a great day. And I hope, Mark, and you know, I've been catching a lot of flack, Mark, because I've been so hopeful. And some of my fellow hosts out there have actually sent me notes. They're like, Starnes, you gotta tamp it down. But, Mark, I do have hope that people are going to do the right thing. Now, if we end up losing tonight, You know what? At least I still had hope. And I'm still going to have hope, even if things don't turn out the way we want it to. But, Mark, I'm feeling very, very good about the direction of where things are going right now in these early hours of voting.
And I'm with you. I'm the same way. The final countdown. That song is your theme for the day. The final countdown.
All right. We'll try to get it worked in. We'll try to get it worked in, Mark. All right. Good talking, Mark. Hang in there. You know, it feels like we've been doing 4 years leading up to this one moment in time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Dave in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, listening to us on the great WSJS. Hi, Dave. What's going on today?
Hi, T-O-double-D. It's here, baby. It's here. How are you, my friend?
Dave, I'm doing good. I'm feeling great today, actually.
I am too, Todd. And I just wanted to say, you know, a couple years ago, I wasn't going to vote for Trump. I've listened to your show. I've become a great fan of you and your show. And you have got me to change my vote. I was never going to vote for Harris or Biden, but I was on the DeSantis team. And you held steadfast in your approach. And I listened to you, and you just brought me facts and good information. And I can't thank you enough for doing that. And I showed up at the polls here in North Carolina today, and I casted my ballot and my vote for Donald Trump. And I hope, I just wanted to say, I love you. I love you. No matter what happens, Todd, I love you. And I just hope Donald Trump ends up winning and we get 4 more years. And I want to just thank you for changing my mind.
Dave, you couldn't hear it, but the studio audience was just cheering to hear this news. And you got to give us a holler back. We're going to have another fun show tomorrow as we sort of do a deep dive into what happened today. But, Dave, I want to put you on hold for a minute. Dave, I want to send you a copy of my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can I do that for you?
That would be great. I'm your biggest, newest fan, Todd. Well, I love you, brother.
Well, you're so kind to say that. So let's put Dave on hold, and we're going to send Dave a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? All right, again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. What is it that sent you to the polling station today? Why did you go and vote today? Also, let us know what things are looking like in your areas. You are the eyes and ears of this radio show out there. Let's go to Ivan in Beaufort, North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. Hi, Ivan. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. We're on the coast of North Carolina, and I would urge the people in North Carolina that haven't voted, they're going to vote, the Republicans, to vote down ticket. Because Craven County, which is next to us, Newbern, has an ad for their Republican committee that there were 200,000 Republicans did not vote down ticket in 2020. Had they, North Carolina would have had a Republican governor, a Republican attorney general, a Republican secretary of state, and a Republican auditor.
Well,
just because our people didn't vote down ballot.
Ivan, this is a great word of caution. Be sure, don't go in there and just vote for Trump and walk out. You got to vote the straight party ticket here. And especially in the governor's race, Ivan, Mark Robinson, he's going to make a good governor for you guys. We just got to get him elected.
I know. Well, let me say one other thing.
Yeah.
North Carolina no longer has a straight ticket, and that may be the trouble. A lot of people think they do. You have to vote for each and every circle, fill the dot in. You can't just vote for Trump, walk out, think you voted for Robinson.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. So you got to take your time. It just takes a couple of minutes and fill in those circles. Ivan, God bless you, and thank you for those wise words there. Want to share the information we've got so far. All right. Again, Dixville Notch, it was a tie. All five in 2020, Biden won all five votes, but this year Trump got 3, Harris got 3. Guam, all right, here are the numbers. In 2020, it was Biden 55, Trump 41. This year, it's Harris 49, Trump 46. And the legislature flips red for the first time since 2008 there in Guam. Mariana Islands, the Republicans have already flipped a delegate seat. Folks, are you sensing what is about to happen here? Are you sensing it? There is a movement afoot. We are hearing from Arizona already huge groups of men going and voting today in Arizona. This is exciting. Let's go to Chip in Maine, WLOB. Hi, Chip. What's going on? Hello, Chip.
Hello, I'm here.
All right. You're on the air, Chip. Let's go.
I got a report from our high school, our local high school, that apparently there's a hoax. They call it swatting.
Swatting.
And they're reporting that there's shootings at all of these polling locations throughout the state of Maine, trying to dissuade people from voting.
Well, and let me say this. We've checked on that report, and there have been no shootings. There's going to be a lot of misinformation, a lot of disinformation coming from the Democrats. And I can tell you this, tell your friends to listen to this radio program, and we'll be sharing the correct information. But so far, everybody is safe and sound across America. Chip, thank you for that. I was going to try to work in Kevin. Kevin, hang tight. We're going to get to Kevin after the break. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Coming up, we're going to be checking in with Governor Mike Huckabee. Also, Senator Marsha Blackburn and Senator Bill Hagerty dropped by the studio right earlier this morning. We had a great conversation with them. They are literally crisscrossing the state of Tennessee, and it was kind of fun to see them in studio. All right, again, our number, 901-260-5926. Hey, go watch our channel on Rumble. We have brand new graphics. The team's doing a great job. We hope you take part and check that out. Join our live chat while you're at it. We'll be right back, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show. It's Election Day.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a 70-year-old man. I'm not a young guy. And I'm an ex-athlete. Well, yeah, when I was taking it, I recognized that I was feeling better. You know what I'm saying? And just mentally knowing is important also.
I am a customer of you guys. I love your product. Love it, love it. Nothing but good things to say about your product. I love it. And as long as y'all don't sell it, I'm going to take it as long as I can.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999. And my friends at Priority Gold, with over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, will send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you gotta act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now. And welcome back to this Election Day edition of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And we are getting reports from all over America. Huge, huge lines of people waiting to vote. The lines, especially in the state of Mississippi, are massive. Real quick, I want to go to Kevin in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. And Kevin, I understand that you voted today.
I did vote today, and about 2 months ago, I moved to Huntsville, Alabama, and I couldn't change my precinct in time. So just to make sure I voted for Mr. Trump, I drove all the way back and made sure I voted for him today in Lakeland.
So you drove all the way back from Huntsville, Alabama to Memphis, Tennessee to cast your vote?
Yep.
Kevin,
just to make sure I got my put in today.
You are a great American patriot. Do you want to tell the nation who you voted for?
I voted for Mr. Trump, without a doubt.
I love it. Well, Kevin, God bless you. And you know what we're going to do, Kevin? You're a great patriot. I want to get you a copy of my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, just as a way of saying thank you for coming all the way back home to vote. So let's put Kevin on hold, and we're going to get his address, and we'll send you a signed copy of that book. I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee, joins us, the host of Huckabee on TBN. And, Governor, happy Election Day.
Well, indeed. And I think it is going to be a happy Election Day. I feel good about it. I think the popular vote will be close. I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you I think the electoral vote is going to be a big one for Donald Trump. I don't think it will be that close.
I'm with you, Governor. I've been saying that for the past couple of weeks now, and I'm with you. I sense something is happening in this country right now.
Well, I do too, and, you know, I can't quantify it, don't have any scientific evidence. I mean, I've seen the numbers, early voting up on Republicans, urban voting, women voting down. Those are constituencies typically for Democrats. The signs are there, but I'm going to take another point. However this turns out, and God forbid Kamala Harris gets elected, but if she were to win, I hope she wins as big as I hope Donald Trump wins. And the reason I say that is because I don't want us to spend another 4 years with one side saying, yeah, it really was not a legitimate election or a legitimate president. I want the president to have comfort in getting in there. And I'm praying that it's Donald Trump. I hope it's overwhelming. I hope he takes a lot of senators and House members with him and we get this country turned around. But I just feel like that there has been so much anxiety about the process of the election. We need a product that we all can sit back and say, we trust it. We believe it's legit.
Yeah, I get where you're going with that, Governor. And that is a grave concern, is that we do have a super close election and it doesn't go our way. But it's really interesting when you looked at the, I kind of suspected things were going Trump's way when I noticed all the buildings were getting boarded up in Seattle and Washington, D.C. and Portland, Oregon. So,
well, and if you listen to the candidates the last few days, Donald Trump has sounded like a guy who's going somewhere. Kamala Harris sounds like somebody who's sorry she's been. And it's just been that blunt. We've seen a very relaxed, I was with Donald Trump and moderated the town hall in Philadelphia a week ago today. He was relaxed. You could sense that he was not cocky or arrogant, but he was confident. And you could sense that in the team. And I just feel like that he's brought it home at the right time, landed safely on the runway, and he's given America a good reason to vote for him, not just to vote against Kamala Harris and 4 years of Joe Biden, which certainly that's easy to do. But he's reminded us that our country needs to, once again, not weaponize its government against its own citizens, treat everybody fairly, but get out of crazy wars, take the right side of issues like Israel versus Hamas, and don't be filled with duplicity over that. And then do something about the borders and crime and something about inflation that's busted people in the gut. I just feel like people, even if they don't like Donald Trump's personality, will go out and say, you know, by golly, life was better when he was president.
You know, Governor, you've done this a lot, and you've run for office. You've been very successful out there on the campaign trail. What is that experience like for the candidates between, you know, waking up after that last rally and then waiting all day for the election results?
You know, in all honesty, Election Day itself is one of the longest, most difficult days because you're asking yourself, is there anything else I could have done? What else should I have done? And there's nothing you can really do to change it. I mean, you can run around on Election Day and go to a few polling places and wave a sign or shake a hand or two. But essentially, you deep down know that whatever is going to happen, it's too late to turn it. And so it's really a very difficult day. I always hated Election Day. because it just was one of those things you had to wait and wait. And then here's what happens. You've spent 18 months, 2 years perhaps, 100 miles an hour running for office. You're physically exhausted. You've spent months having cold pizza and hot Cokes. You've eaten out of your lap in a paper sack in a car for weeks on end without ever sitting down with actual silverware and a real plate. And suddenly the polls close, and then within a little bit, it can be a matter of minutes or a couple of hours, your whole world has changed. If you win, you now have to turn the corner and start preparing to take office. If you lose, everything you've spent all that time for comes to an abrupt and an immediate halt. There's no ramp that you just kind of slide off comfortably. It's you hit the wall at 100 miles an hour, and it's just devastating.
Governor Mike Huckabee on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and I just checked in on our live chat over on Rumble, and Governor, a person named Hot Pursuit, that's S-O-O-T, says, Todd, I'm moving to Arkansas because of Mike Huckabee. You birthed the best daughter governor of Arkansas.
Well, I have to say that her mother actually did the birthing.
Technically, yeah.
I was a part, yeah. But, you know, she's done great. I got a text from Sarah at about 4:30 this morning, and she was on Trump's plane. They had left Michigan, were about to land in Palm Beach. And, you know, she was saying that none of them had slept. They had all been up all night because they finished the last rally about 2:15 in the morning in Michigan and then headed to Florida. So they hadn't even landed and no one had slept. And that's the campaign. That's what it's about. And people have no idea how hard a candidate has to work and how hard those around him or her have to work. It's a grueling, grueling process. So I hope people, even if they didn't vote for particular candidate, however the candidate, at least appreciate the process and the difficulty it is to run for office.
Yeah, it wasn't this one of the craziest campaigns? You normally have one or two iconic moments, but Donald Trump was coming out with the iconic moments like every other day.
Well, he's always been the ultimate showman. He knows how to take the stage, own the stage, and make everybody else on the stage disappear. It's why he has won the two primaries that he did. And quite frankly, it's why he's able to overcome even so many questions about him, whether it's impeachments, criminal prosecutions, whatever it is, because he's a master at being able to command the message and the news of the day. A couple of moments, the McDonald's political stunt that he did was just brilliant. It was great. And no one could have pulled that off quite like he did. And then the ultimate, I thought maybe one of the greatest moments of political stagecraft ever, was the garbage truck. And by the way, I talked to Michael Watley, chairman of the RNC, and he told me that was all Trump's idea. Because I asked him, I said, that was brilliant. Who thought of that? He said, Trump did. That was his. And I thought, yeah, that sounds right. But he just has this knack for knowing what's going to connect with people. And it's one of the reasons he's been so very successful and has built such a following, because people really appreciate that they're dealing with someone who he's fearless. He's not afraid of the media. He's gentle with them. I don't think most of us want anyone to be gentle with them, because they've lost all of our respect. And he just knows how to completely outshine them day after day.
Well, that absolutely. And Governor, we appreciate your great work all during the campaign season. It's been a lot of fun, and we're going to settle in for a very long broadcasting day. Of course, tonight, 6 hours of live election coverage on the radio, and we appreciate you kicking off the day for us, Governor.
It's a pleasure, Todd, and fingers crossed, praying hard, and wishing for a huge Trump victory today.
That's it. All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and dropping a little bit of news. Of course, his daughter Sarah, the governor of Arkansas, was with President Trump last night. They have not slept. It was a party on that plane going back to Mar-a-Lago. Also, the governor predicting a big Electoral College victory for Donald Trump. I want to give you an example of some of the media coverage here. This is coming from the New York Times. They're keeping a rolling, running blog, and this is how they describe President Trump. The reporter here, Michael Gold, reporting from Palm Beach, Florida. Donald Trump, who has used violent rhetoric during the campaign and vowed retribution against his enemies, said there should be no violence after the election. Okay, well, maybe Mr. Gold probably should have revised that to something like Donald Trump, who survived two assassination attempts at the hands of madmen who were inspired by Democrats, said there should be no violence after the election. Let me clean that up for you, Michael Gold, you pinhead loser. Unbelievable. But I'm telling you, folks, we can't let these people get under our skin, right? This radio program, we're all about therapy here. So if you want to call in and you want to holler at a Democrat, you're more than welcome to do that. All right, real quick before we go to break, I do want to go to Jackson, Tennessee. Keith joins us. And, Keith, I understand you went out to vote today.
Yes, I did. And I can already early call Tennessee for Marsha Blackburn and Donald Trump. So you can go ahead and, you know, put that down for Tennessee, okay?
Keith, you are now officially hired as our decision desk director. So
and the two, my county is split between two state house districts. And both of them, the Republican candidates are running unopposed. So, rural West Tennessee, we ain't meant this. So rural West Tennessee is going to go, Republican, and they'll keep a supermajority. And I have a suggestion that they put all the polling places in dollar stores. That way everybody in the South can just walk to the polling place. Because I passed $3 stores while I was on hold with you.
That's a brilliant. That's actually a pretty brilliant idea there. And they can probably use the extra income. Go pick up a few things and cast your ballot. So, Keith, great stuff. And thanks for the update in West Tennessee. And we do want to hear from all of you. And I'm especially curious for our Salem, Oregon listeners, what Election Day is looking like out in your neck of the woods. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I'm curious, what are you doing to relax? You've gone, you've voted, and now you're just waiting. And I know I was Ben Dieter. He's the morning show host at KWAM in Memphis, and Dieter is like on pins and needles. He's been all over the place, and I look. It's sort of like. I guess you're going to the doctor to try to figure out, you know, what you have. Are you going to live? Are you going to die? And, you know, you're waiting and waiting in the waiting room, and you're watching the clock, and the clock's ticking away, and it goes into the hours and the minutes and the seconds. And finally, the doctor comes out, and you find out if the country's going to live or the country's going to die. So there are a couple of things you can do. First of all, you can listen to this radio program, because we're going to have a lot of fun over the next couple of hours together. Number two, and maybe you have some ideas here, but these are some things I was thinking about. Maybe go for a nice walk. Get some fresh air in your lungs. Or maybe go down to your favorite barbecue joint and grab a rack of ribs. Splurge. Enjoy yourself. Or maybe you know, if you want to read a book, or if you like to do the, what do they call that? Goat yoga. I was down walking at the park the other day in Memphis, and I'm like, why do all of those people have livestock on their backs? I didn't understand. But apparently it's a thing. So if, you know, goat yoga is your thing, just you know, grab some sort of a barnyard critter and put them on your back and have at it. We don't judge here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So anyway, I'm curious, what do you do? What do you recommend just to take your mind off the election? What would you recommend? What are you doing? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right, let's go to Nick in Oregon, KYKN. Hi, Nick. What's going on?
Nothing. Everybody's voting by mail, which, interestingly enough, Oregon has not seen a Republican governor ever since the mail-in voting has been activated. So that's an interesting observation there. But with regards to the tone in town here, Salem is about 45 minutes south of Portland. And I can say that there's plenty of Trump signs out here indicating support for him. And I just heard yesterday that in Washington, though, this is interesting, that the governor has activated the National Guard. So I don't know what he's expecting, but he might know something we don't.
Well, yeah, I think the reason why they're activating the National Guard is because they're concerned about violence, and it's coming from the left. So I think they see that Kamala is going to lose, and when she does, all you know what's going to break loose in the Antifa world.
Well, it's interesting, though, that the leadership of Washington didn't activate the National Guard when Seattle had a chunk of their town taken over by the peaceful protesters. They didn't do anything about that back then. And there's other examples of lots of violence, and they didn't activate the government or the National Guard then. But okay, it's his prerogative.
So Nick, how do you expect things are going? Have you seen any kind of a surge in Republican support over in Salem?
I would say I wear a Trump hat. And on this Trump hat, which I ordered from Trump himself, his organization, not somebody else, it states Trump was right about everything. And that hat I call trigger wear, because I'm trying to trigger people into conversation. But typically I get fist bumps and high fives and I like your hat,
right.
You know, that type of stuff.
I like to hear that.
Lots of support. But when I do engage somebody, then I just try to say, you know, we're all victims of what we listen to and what we watch. That's where our bias comes from. And I just feel sorry for people who don't have a big enough mind to take in the other side, because if they're voting for the other side, they obviously don't know the truth, because it's just stuck in one channel or whatever.
Yeah. Well, Nick, got to leave it there, my friend, because we're coming up on a break. But look, it's a good thing. I always like to read what the opposition's up to. Always good to see what's on their brain. Hey, real quick, want to share this intel with you from the Georgia Secretary of State. They are saying that they do expect all ballots to be counted by 1 hour after the polls close there in Georgia. And by the way, you Georgia listeners, give us a call. Let us know how things are going at your polling stations as well. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400.
I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Todd Starks.
Oh, yeah. All right, Ben Dieter just came by the studio. Where is Dieter at? Dieter, swing in here real quick. He's running around executive producing today, and he's very concerned about what's about to happen. He's concerned. Dieter's got some. Dieter, you're concerned. I heard you talking about this earlier today on KWAM, our flagship radio station. You were on a bus yesterday with all of these big time Republicans, the Tennessee Freedom Bus Tour, and you admitted that you were a little concerned about today.
Yeah, so everybody on the bus, and happy election day, Todd. Everybody on the bus had their prediction, and they went all the way around, and you had congresspeople there, speakers, everybody was important. And everybody had a positive prognosis of today, except for me. And I was the Debbie Downer. You know Winnie the Pooh? Of course you do.
Yeah, he's the furry little thing all stuffed with fluff. Yeah. He's Winnie the Pooh.
So I'm Eeyore.
Oh, you're Eeyore.
I'm Eeyore. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And not just because it is raining across the country. Just because, I don't know, Todd. I said over the break to the team, what if, and I know there's no what ifs in God's world, and he knows everything, but what if we lose? What do I do in the morning? I'm not coming to work.
No, we're putting on organ music, so we'll be in mourning. We'll get the black drapery, and you know,
You're very optimistic.
I'm feeling good. And you should too. The numbers coming in. They did the exit polling, and for the first time since 2008, the Mariana Islands, their legislature's flipping to red. There's something going on in the country, Ben, and the turnout has been tremendous. We're getting reports from Mississippi, massive lines, Arizona, Philadelphia. So I'm feeling pretty good. But the question is, ladies and gentlemen, how do you encourage a young person like Ben Dieter of Generation Z?
Oh, man. That's a tall order. My mind is just thinking, so Joe Rogan, he endorsed the president last night.
Big time.
And it was after a conversation with Elon Musk. And I don't see Elon as being this guy that is hyperbolic. I think he's a straight shooter. And he was just saying if we lose today, he doesn't expect there will be a normal election after that. So that's kind of where I started spiraling.
Well, I wouldn't know. It's a word of caution, and it's really to light a fire. But he's being serious, and let me be very serious for a moment. And we're about to go to Sue in Lexington Park, Maryland. So hang tight, Sue. Yes, I am very hopeful, but I am hopeful in the American people getting out and voting. And I think the American people, if you read my book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, you know what is at stake here. This is an inflection point in American history. And that's what Elon Musk is talking about. My book came out in March. Nobody was talking about the end of freedom, the end of the republic in March. Yeah. But they are now, because they see the policies of the left are taking us down the path to communism. And not only will we not have normal elections after this if Trump does not win, I'm not too sure we're going to have social media platforms like X and others where people would be able to go and have a free exchange of ideas. So those are the things I think are at stake today.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, vote.
Vote.
Do your thing.
Mm-hmm. And we've got an emergency supply of Tennessee sipping whiskey somewhere around here. So
moonshine.
If it gets bad,
we brought moonshine.
If it gets too bad. Yeah, tonight around 10:30, it ought to get very interesting on the radio.
If we lose Pennsylvania, you know the drill.
Oh, geez. Don't say that. Come on, man. Come on. Be hopeful. Thanks, Ben Dieter. All right, let's go to Sue, Lexington Park, Maryland. Hi, Sue. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd, everybody. Get out and vote. It's exciting. I did want to tell everybody that I have four sons who are active duty military. There's three at Camp Lejeune and one at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland. And he wasn't able to get his absentee ballot. They told him it wasn't available or he wasn't. They gave him a big runaround. So he literally got in his car, took leave, drove down to South Carolina, which is his home state of residence. And Saturday he voted and he drove back this weekend.
Is that that is fantastic. So drove all the way to South Carolina to vote.
He did.
Sue, I love those kinds of stories, and I thank you for calling in. And by the way, if you're listening to us in the Baltimore area tonight, WCBM, they're going to be broadcasting our live coverage on their radio, so be sure to tune in. Thanks a lot for calling in, Sue. Well, we are very excited to have on a very busy Todd Stern Show Election Day edition, Senator Marsha Blackburn and Senator Bill Hagerty in studio here in Memphis. Guys, welcome to the show.
What a pleasure to join you. It's election day.
This is, yes. It's huge. And I know you guys have been crisscrossing the state and really the country supporting the entire ticket. Senator Blackburn, how do you feel about today?
I feel good about today. I think President Trump is in good shape. We see him poised. He's really polling well. And his vote total usually comes in a little ahead of where he polls. In the Senate races, we are looking forward to good returns there. And whether you're looking at Montana or West Virginia, Ohio, I know Bill's been up in Pennsylvania campaigning. We feel pretty good about this and seeing that power switch. And of course, I'm doing my best to head into victory today.
It's going to be a huge day for you, Senator. And I will tell you, there are about 40,000 Marsha Blackburn signs around Memphis. I haven't seen any for the other person. I can't remember her name. Senator Hagerty, let's talk about Pennsylvania. That seems to be where a lot of the attention is focused right now. What did you see and what were you surprised by when you were there in Pennsylvania?
Well, I just got back here to Memphis this morning about 12:30 a.m. from Pittsburgh. President Trump had an outstanding rally in Pittsburgh. And the energy that I saw there last night carries through to today. We're going to have a really good day on Election Day. You know, I was over in North Carolina and Pennsylvania Sunday with J.D. Vance. We felt energy everywhere we went. And if you think about what I saw yesterday, Dave McCormick is our Senate candidate there. He's doing a heck of a job. President Trump's numbers are looking very, very good. Our early vote numbers are looking strong. I feel really good. If we take Pennsylvania, we take the country. And it's going to happen, I think.
Mm-hmm. Senator, we were getting photographs from listeners at KWAM, our flagship station for the national show, and from DeSoto County, right across the state line. And there were the line of traffic to get to the polling place was about a half a mile long, and people just waiting in line. That's got to excite you to see so many people out across the country getting out there and voting today.
Yes, indeed it does. And, you know, I think part of the problem is the Democrats thought that they could pull a switcheroo on their ticket, and Kamala was going to have a campaign of joy. It was going to be a campaign of change. That flopped, so they went to an economic message and then a border message that flopped. Nobody believed it. So then they started to villainize their opponents, and we've been everything from smelly Walmart shoppers to Nazis, fascists, garbage. And so now they are left with basically no message at the end. And President Trump's message is very hopeful. And as you know, Todd, people have a choice. You can run a campaign based on fear. You could run a campaign based on hope. And we have seen one campaign rooted in fear, President Trump's campaign rooted in hope, and people are gravitating to that message.
And mighty fine dance moves. 2 o'clock in the morning, most of us were in bed, and he was out dancing, having a dance party.
Yeah, it's amazing. The energy that President Trump puts forward is absolutely amazing. Senator Blackburn and I were talking about this earlier. When I was ambassador to Japan, he came 2 hours late from doing an event at Elmendorf Air Base in Alaska, flies into Tokyo. He was exhausted, I could tell. I said, I just need 20 minutes of your time to meet with this group of people that I'd organized. And he came out and did a 20-minute talk, and then he went and met every single person, had photos with them. The level of energy that he's always exhibited has been amazing, but to be able to do it now, after the pounding that he's taken, mm-hmm. after the lawfare that mm-hmm. he's experienced, after everything that they've tried to do to take him down, he just gets stronger every time, Todd. It's amazing.
Senator, let's talk about the turnout. And there's been a lot of concern about the female vote and whether that vote is going for Kamala Harris on the abortion issue, or if that group is going for Donald Trump on economic issues. What are you hearing out there today?
Yes. And, you know, when you look at surveys and polling, regardless of which of the battleground states it is in, the number one issue is the economy. Women are more concerned about inflation, and rightfully so. I mean, it was 1.4% when Biden came into office. That was Trump's exit number on inflation. And today that inflation number is 20.5%. And here in Tennessee, Every family is spending $1,023 more each month to buy the same basket of goods and services they bought in 2020. So it is crippling, and it destroys a family budget. And every once in a while, the Democrats have worked hard to make abortion the issue. But as you look at the issues of inflation, the border, our standing in the world, two tiers of justice, men and women sports, all of those issues come ahead of the issue of abortion. And it usually is about 7 or 8 out of 10 top issues.
Crime is one more issue, I think, that really does matter to women in America. And yes, if you see what's happening at our southern border, and the fact that Kamala Harris was the, quote, border czar that precipitated all of this, I think people have had it. Everyone knows a child, a loved one that has been affected by fentanyl poisoning. And there's nothing that these guys want to do about that, because they're trying to reshape the electoral map of America. And I think certainly our female voters are very sensitive, not only to the economy, as Senator Blackburn rightly mentioned, but also the crime levels are really, really concerning.
Well, I don't want to get too far ahead of us here, but let's talk about the Senate, because there hasn't been a lot of conversation about the down ballot races. We've been telling people vote president to dog catcher, straight Republican. What is the Senate looking like? And we're hearing maybe 53-54 seats that the Republicans have.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. And, of course, tomorrow is when that change in leadership will start taking place in the Senate. We know that West Virginia is one that we are already picking up. Montana and Ohio should be races that we win. Then when you look at Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, those are races that are basically tied up. We could win all three of those. There's also potential for Sam Brown to win in Nevada. Nella Domenici in New Mexico has closed up. She's closed that gap and is running very strong. The issue there is oil and gas and fracking.
And those are issues that we went on. Again, back to Pennsylvania. Kamala Harris tried to, you know, everybody knows what an avatar is. That's what kind of candidate Kamala Harris is. To say that suddenly she's for fracking after she's been against it her entire career, to try to flip around and say that she's tough on crime and going to enforce the border laws, and comes up with some fake border bill after she's the one that opened the borders. As Senator Blackburn said, nobody's believing this. And the lack of sincerity, the lack of authenticity is something that Americans pick up on. And I think it's happening at the top of the ticket, and I think it's going to help us in the races that Senator Blackburn just described.
All right. I know you guys are slammed. And so how do you guys, we've been asking our listeners on the show today, how do you decompress? You know, you vote and then you wait. So what do you go to the movies, take a walk? What do you guys do to pass the time?
You know what? We're out across the state today. We're going to end up in Middle Tennessee, but starting in Memphis and working to Middle Tennessee. Yesterday, we were in Chattanooga, Upper East Tennessee, Knoxville, and came into Memphis late last night. And, being out, meeting voters. And when you think about how important it is for Donald Trump to win the popular vote, any vote that we can get out, get somebody to the poll today, that's a vote we need to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we can. And if you think about what the Democrats have attempted to do by taking Donald Trump off the ballot in Colorado, Massachusetts, this is all aimed at creating this false argument that, well, Trump's not a legitimate president because he didn't win the popular vote. And we all know how our the founding fathers set up this country, Tennessee wouldn't be part of it if we were going to just let five states determine the outcome here. The Electoral College exists for a reason, but I think if we can take care of both the Electoral College, which I think we're in good shape on, and the popular vote, as Senator Blackburn described, we're going to be in great shape.
Well, we certainly appreciate the great work both of you are doing for the volunteer state. By the way, Ben Dieter, our morning show host, is a graduate of your election school. You know, you had this
That's
group,
right.
And,
yes.
And I don't know why Scott Golden thought this was a good idea, but they put Dieter on the Tennessee Freedom bus. So I think he behaved himself. But it was a lot of fun seeing all of those politicians out there and candidates. And we talk about vibe. I just feel a very exciting vibe around the Trump campaign and the Republican Party.
I do, too. Thanks for having us stop by.
Thank you, Todd.
And Senator, if politics doesn't work out, you got a great radio voice. Right? So come on back
Thank
to
you,
KWAM. All right, folks, this is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Show. And again, folks, we're bringing in the newsmakers, Senator Blackburn, Senator Hagerty. We've already had Governor Mike Huckabee. And we're taking your calls as well. We want to find out how things are going out there. What are you seeing out there at the ballot box today? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Cordova, Tennessee. Susan hanging on the line today. Hi, Susan. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. Well, I want to say, I am an immigrant, came with my parents legally to the United States, to Chicago over 60 years ago. I pledged my allegiance to this country in 1976. I served as a dental officer in the United States Navy. My husband and I early voted, plus I was the first in my nuclear family to become a citizen.
Susan, what a terrific story. I mean, so you're living the American dream.
I am living the American dream. Praise God. My parents bought a house for $25,000 in Chicago. Location, location, location. Sold for over $700,000.
Wow. Susan, when you look at these two candidates, what do you see? And if you don't mind, where did your family immigrate from?
Ecuador.
All right. So I'm curious, when you look at these two candidates, why is it that you're a conservative?
Oh, my goodness. Life. We want to protect the unborn. You know, what more can one say? We want to protect the unborn, and we pledge our allegiance to the United States.
That's it. I mean, that, you know, I guess when you really dig down deep, that's what it's really about. And, you know, there's a question that I was watching a TV show on one of the channels just a few nights ago. And the question they kept asking this particular soldier that was in line for whatever is, Do you love your country? Do you love your country? And I think that's really the question all of us need to be asking ourselves as we go and vote today. Do you love America? And if you do, you're going to get out there and you're going to vote for a candidate who wants to protect who we are. You want to vote for a candidate who's going to stand up and defend what made America and what continues to make America the greatest, most exceptional nation on the planet. Susan, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for being a great American patriot. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. A couple of bomb threats in Georgia. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, Georgia now announcing that there are a couple of bomb threats at some voting locations. Turns out those threats originated in Russia, so everything's okay. They evacuate everybody back to normal in Georgia. Again, we'll keep an eye on shenanigans, but so far, voting has been peaceful across the Fruited Plain. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Justin Barclay, who is an author and a Detroit radio host. Justin, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Todd.
All right, Justin, what's happening in Detroit? What's happening across the state of Michigan? What's the vibe?
So I am on in Detroit and have a show in Grand Rapids as well, and we cover the state with the signals in the stream. And I got to tell you, we've got some really interesting things happening here. First off, lots of energy. You know, the president closed out last night with his last rally in Grand Rapids. It started in usual Trump fashion at about 12:12 is when he walked out. People didn't get out of there until about 2 a.m., and that's kind of how it went back in 2016. I spoke with both Don Trump Jr. yesterday, Eric Trump today, and J.D. Vance as well, and I told him, this feels like 2016. There's just, and I tell you, that's my gut. Things feel really good. The energy is good. But let me give you some data to back it up. And I want to couch that with saying what I've been talking about on the show as well, which is, look, it feels good, but my head, you know, that's my gut. My head goes, wait a minute, but what about this or what about that? And then I think that really kind of falls into place with what the president has been saying, which is, we got to make it too big to rig. We need everybody out there voting. Not only did we get massive results when it comes to early voting, Michigan for the first time this year had 9 days of early voting prior to Election Day. With the early voting, the absentee and the in-person, 3.3 million people, almost half of the active voter rolls here in Michigan have already voted. So we're seeing massive numbers, Republicans especially, because they've heard the call from President Trump to come out. And now we're seeing what's going to happen on Election Day. That's what we're watching very closely. There are a couple of things that are playing in to the excitement here. And this is President Trump's ability to really be able to talk to people, the Arab American Muslim vote in places like Hamtramck, which was a Polish enclave at one point in the Detroit area as a suburb, now mostly all Muslim. In fact, the mayor of Hamtramck, Muslim himself, came out big for President Trump. He was at the rally last night, spoke again. His ability to bring these folks along who have a real problem with policies of Kamala Harris, they're largely very family-oriented groups of individuals who are seeing what's happening, particularly with kids in schools. So a lot of the groundwork for this was laid in 22 with a gubernatorial run by a woman by the name of Tudor Dixon, who did a fantastic job reaching out to those people. Didn't quite get enough to pull everybody through, but that coalition has come along. Black voters, Hispanic voters, you've been hearing all about that, I'm sure, all across the country as well. But the other piece, Brian Pannebecker with Auto Workers for Trump, he leads that organization. Brian has been out banging the drum since 2016. Initially, this he said, he called, you know, remember the Reagan Democrats, Macomb County. He said, this is where you got a chance, President Trump, to win back in 2016. And he's been bringing those guys along ever since as well. And this is this is probably one of the biggest opportunities because of the electric vehicle mandate. What we've been seeing, what the Biden-Harris administration, the failed policies have brought these folks. We're seeing massive layoffs in Michigan. 2,500 at Stellantis, you know, formerly Chrysler. We're seeing 1,000 at GM. Ford just announcing that all of their electric vehicle Lightning truck folks are getting their pink slips coming up here in the next few days. They're going to be out of work for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And this is tough times for a lot of people. It's not just those big three companies. It's all the suppliers that also help work with those companies and the other folks. I mean, just think about it. When these guys go to the diner or they go to the bar, we could do anything afterwards and out of work, their entire lifestyle. All of that has that trickle-down effect and hits and cuts into the economy here in Michigan. So this has been... this has been a major issue, the electric vehicle mandates and those issues, for what they've left the economy of Michigan looking like. Got a lot of people worried. And I'll tell you, it's not just the presidential race. We've got a very tight right now Senate race. Debbie Stabenow is retiring, and so you've got Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, the Democrat, who is vying for that seat with former Congressman Mike Rogers. And they have another one of these races where she must know. Slotkin must have some clue. They must have seen the internal polling. There's a few of these swing states where they started running these ads that show, I'll work with President Trump, and I've worked with President Trump beforehand. It's wild to watch, because I don't know how you square it up. On one hand, the top of the ticket, Kamala Harris and her folks are saying that he's Hitler. On the other hand, these Democrats running for Senate say they'll work with him. Something doesn't add up there. So we're just watching all of this play out. It's going to be an interesting day.
Indeed. And I had about 8 questions to ask you, Justin, and you covered them all in your opening remarks. And unfortunately, yeah, we've got to leave it there, my friend. We're late for a break already. So we wish you guys the very best, and we look forward to seeing the returns coming out of the state of Michigan. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Justin Barclay, who's an author and a radio host there in the Grand Rapids area and Detroit, Michigan. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We are, again, wanting to hear what's happening in your area. How is voter turnout going? What is it looking like? And any issues out there at all? So, again, our number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right. Just a few moments ago, President Trump was giving remarks after he and the First Lady cast their ballots down in Florida. Let's take a listen to President Trump.
Oh, I don't know. I was honored to get Joe Rogan last night. I mean, Joe Rogan's a big deal. He's a very respected person. And I must tell you, Megan was fantastic. She got up and said some things that were really pretty amazing. But before that, I just think we ran a good campaign. I had good policy. I had we want people to come into our country, but they have to come in legally. You know, we want strong borders, and we want people to come in. We want to be totally inclusive, but they have to come in. I think that was a big issue. To me, that was the biggest issue. I may be wrong. You know, a lot of people said inflation. Inflation's a disaster, but I think it's a second issue. I think the first is the border. We can't allow criminals to be put back into our country or to be put into our country. So you have 13,000 plus murderers allowed to roam in our country. Not going to be allowed. They have to go. You have drug dealers. You have terrorists. You have a tremendous amount of people that should not be in our country. And we need strong borders in this country. And I think people are voting. And I think it's personally, I think it's the number one issue. We'll see how it pans out. But I think it's the number one issue.
Jeez, one at a time, people.
I don't have to tell them that. I don't have to tell them that there'll be no violence. Of course there'll be no violence. My supporters are not violent people. I don't have to tell them that. And I certainly don't want any violence, but I certainly don't have to tell. These are great people. These are people that believe in no violence. Unlike your question, you believe in violence. Go ahead.
That's right. You do. You know what? I want to know who she was. Trump should have called her out. What's your name, you sorry excuse for a woman, reporter? What's your name, you reporterette? Get her out of here. You know, honestly, we don't know was this at Mar-a-Lago or was this at the polling place? If it was at Mar-a-Lago, he should have had security escort the chick out. That's what they should have done. But look, let me tell you something here, folks. The only people that have been promoting violence are the people literally coming from the left, including the commander-in-chief, who said he wanted to go around and smack Republicans in the ass. A-S-S, ladies and gentlemen. That was Joe Biden, the president of the United States. Now, the White House walked back those comments. Oh, he wasn't talking about violence. He was just talking about the lovely smacking of the buttocks. No. Fine. Okay, so your argument here is that Joe Biden's a pervert. Is that it? He was either advocating violence or he wants to go around and fondle Republicans' buttocks. Now, granted that the buttocks of Republicans are much more attractive than those of the Democrats, much more well-rounded. But I will say this, you don't have the Republicans out there calling for violence. It's all the Democrats. Joe Biden, smack him in the ass, calls all of us garbage. You got the governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul, saying that any Republican who votes for Donald Trump is un-American. Un-American. That's what the governor of New York State is calling well over half the country right now. You got Kamala Harris out there accusing all of us of being Nazis. And it goes on and on and on with these people. And the reason why is that the Democrats want to dehumanize us. So when those moments of violence come, and they will come, they're going to feel like in their hearts it's justified because the Trump supporters, the Republicans, are irredeemable. And look, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. They've been talking this way about Republicans for generations. And nobody stood up to it. As a matter of fact, if you go back, can we go back in the time machine for a moment? One of the great aggravations among Republicans, and I want all of you to remember these days, when George W. Bush was running for the White House, the media gave him holy you-know-what every single day. It was brutal. And even when he got elected, you would have the White House press corps, and they would be just like that little reporterette, that whiny little screeching reporterette. Are you going to tell your supporters not to beat people up? Shut up, woman. That's what he should have said. But he didn't. He didn't, because he's a good and decent man. But go back to those days. How many times would we hear on the radio, and Rush would even talk about this, talking about how we need a president to fight back. We need a president who's willing to go toe-to-toe and literally blow the wigs off those women with his gusto. That's what we need, and we never got it until Donald J. Trump got elected. And then Donald Trump tore the media a new one. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream media, and especially the White House press corps, they have not one but two wazoos. And the reason why is because Donald J. Trump tore him a new one. You're welcome, America. So all that to say, when you have these little reporterettes, and honestly, the only reason a lot of these gals and guys get jobs is because, you know, they slather on the makeup, they blow out their hair, and they wear, tight-fitting clothing. And that's why the guys and the gals are getting these jobs. Many of them have no brains. It's terrible, but it's true. And that's why the reporting is in the crapper, if you will. So anyway, unfortunate that that question was asked, but President Trump did a great job of pushing back. And again, you got to do it. And, you know, that's the thing. It's you're a nice guy, but you got to get nasty with these people. That's the only thing they understand. That's the only way to get through to these people in the mainstream media. Many of you hate the media. I get that. You don't hate them enough. You don't. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Gary, Daytona Beach, Florida. Gary, what's going on?
Exciting afternoon here. So everybody is pretty excited, and you're absolutely right. When the Democrats say things, it blows right by people. I was watching an afternoon show. Late in the afternoon, Jessica Tarloff, Democratic person, campaigner for Hillary, said that on Tuesday, this may be the final nail in the coffin for Donald Trump. We won't have to hear from him anymore. And I was amazed that nobody even brought up the fact that, you know, that's kind of, that verbiage is a little bit, you know, not necessary, and it just floats right on by.
Again, Gary, we have a situation where a candidate running for the White House has been the target of not one but two assassination attempts. They nearly blew his head off, and yet they have the nerve to go up in front of this man and say, would you tell your supporters to tone down the violence? The only people causing violence right now, they're all on the left. They're all Democrats, Gary.
100%. Have a great afternoon.
All right, Gary, thank you for that. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Where is this? Yes, here we go. This story from California. Kamala's California. By the way, have we figured out, is it Kamala or Kamala or Kamala? I really don't care. I just want to make sure I'm mispronouncing it. I don't want to correctly pronounce a woman's name. Anyway, a Polish television crew traveling to the United States to report on the presidential election got a taste of life in Kamala's California when their camera equipment was stolen while they were working. This is terrible. It happened in Berkeley, California. This is terrible. So anyway, they've got footage of all of this, but yeah, the poor guys were victims of crime. They came to California, and they became victims of crime. Unbelievable. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is President Trump yesterday, and again, just having a wonderful time at these rallies. The guy just crushed it. Cut number six, please.
And 2 days from now, it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. Two days. What a beautiful sound. What a beautiful sound. 2 days. Oh, please help this country, please. After all we have been through together, we stand on the verge of the four greatest years in American history. You watch. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so much fun. It'll be nasty a little bit at times, and maybe at the beginning in particular, but it's going to be something that we're going to go to heights that this country never has reached and nobody ever even thought it could. You're going to see things that you're not going to believe.
All right. Well, we are. By the way, this just coming in, we understand that Elon Musk is going to be spending election night at Mar-a-Lago. So President Trump going to be hanging out with Elon Musk, and that ought to be a lot of fun. You're going to want to watch X tonight for whatever the president might say. Also, we're getting word now out of Pennsylvania. There have been massive problems with voting software, and I know this is a shock to everyone because this never happens, right? They say this kind of stuff has never happened before. Now they're extending voting hours until 10 o'clock Eastern in at least one county, Cambria County. You will be able to cast your votes until 10 o'clock there in Pennsylvania. So we'll keep you updated on any other sorts of voting shenanigans. Also, we're going to be taking your calls in the next hour. Our good buddy Scott Walker is expected to drop by, as well as Jeffrey Lord and Liz Peek. And Liz has a brand new column out, and it's a very sober column. If men don't vote, Harris wins. We'll talk to Liz Peek about that. Also, your calls, 901-260-5926. Don't forget, 6 o'clock Eastern tonight on Rumble, the Todd Starnes election show. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Is it already hour three? Oh, it just seems like we just started. Great to have you with us here on our election night special. Our good buddy Ben Dieter joining us for this hour of the program. And tonight, 6 o'clock Eastern is when our live election night coverage officially begins. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can watch us on Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, you can listen to us on your local radio station. And Dieter, I think the interesting thing thus far is that there are no major headlines other than heavy voter turnout across the country.
Yeah, I mean, so far things are looking pretty smooth. Now, I do want to say this to all of the listeners that are concerned and stressed out there. I've got a great proclamation. Are you ready for it? There is no such thing as election day calories. Oh, you're stressed, cool. You can eat. This is the one day you can carb overload. We're eating pizza in this city. There are people stressed across the nation and stress eating. It's okay. Election day calories do not count.
All right. So that being said, because I noticed downstairs in the news bunker, we have a palatial kitchen, and there's more pizza from the Memphis Pizza Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked us up quite well.
Yeah, there's a ton of pizza downstairs.
Multiple flavors, including one for you, the carnivore pizza.
Irregardless of what goes down tonight, we're going to go to bed at least full, maybe not happy.
Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Ben, and a fellow Pennsylvanian on the line, Jeffrey Lord. He is an author, a writer at the American Spectator, many other places, and has a brand new election piece out called "The Left Threatens Violence If Trump Wins." Jeffrey Lord, good to have you with us.
Good to be here, my friend. And I like the idea about election day calories. I'm on board.
That came from your fellow Pennsylvanian here, Ben Dieter. We brought him down south, and we're trying to teach him our ways down here.
Well, get away from that Pennsylvania Dutch cooking and move on to grits is pretty good.
Yeah, but I will say, Jeffrey, okay, I'm from Pittsburgh, and yes, Todd brought me to Memphis, so now I'm in Tennessee, but I was able to go back to Pittsburgh about a month ago, and I have a little bit of swing state envy, and that is where every billboard in that state, every ad on YouTube, that wasn't as cool. I mean, they have spent over, what, $600 million between the two campaigns on that single state alone, which means it must be a must-win for either side, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I've got to say this, Ben. I've been in Pennsylvania politics for a very long time, and I've seen presidential elections come and go. In Pennsylvania, you know, it's big, and there's always some sort of a role for it, but I have never, ever seen the central role that it is playing in this election and the importance and all the attention. Good Lord, you would think that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris live here. They are here so much, and it's an amazing sight to behold. We are down. We used to have 32 electoral votes. We're now down to 19 because, like other northeastern states, we've lost some population to places like Texas and Florida and Tennessee. But still, at all, they're coming. So it'll be good to get past this.
Jeffrey, it's interesting the column you wrote because a few moments ago, President Trump took questions after he and the First Lady voted in Florida. And one of the first questions was, you know, what do you want to tell your supporters to make sure there's no violence tonight? The great irony is it's entirely the entire Democrat Party apparatus that's actually been threatening violence.
Well, that's right. And you know, I saw a photograph or a series of photographs just yesterday, I think it was, and I think it was in Washington, D.C. They had the windows all boarded up of various businesses, et cetera, because they are anticipating that the left is going to go crazy. And, you know, they've been there and done that. I remember Donald Trump's inaugural. And, man, they were smashing ATMs and bank windows and limousines. One guy, it was a very poignant story, a sad story. One guy who was an immigrant, a legal immigrant, who had worked his butt off to get to this country and do it legally, and he had opened a limousine service, and he had one car, and they destroyed it. You know, just not good stuff. You know, what are people thinking?
you can read Jeffrey's column in the American Spectator. It's a pretty powerful essay. The left threatens violence if Trump wins, the real threat to democracy. You know, Jeffrey, it's interesting, President Trump wanting the election results tonight. Do you think that's going to happen?
You know, I honestly don't know. Under most circumstances over the decades, Pennsylvania has been fine, and they do their job, and they get things in. But already, I can tell you this, we have encountered some problems. One is Cambria County out in western Pennsylvania, which men would know it's the home of Johnstown, and they have had some problems with the machines, and I think there's one other county that escapes me at the moment that has had some sort of a problem. So in other words, things are already not going smoothly.
What do we need to be watching tonight, Jeffrey? I mean, there are some states where it will be a marathon to get some of those election results in. But I was talking on the morning show today, if you're getting North Carolina results, if Georgia's getting their votes in, that could tell us who the next president of the United States is. So what should our eyes be on as polls begin to close around 7 Central Eastern, wherever you're located?
Yeah, I do think we could know without Pennsylvania. I think Pennsylvania is critical for either candidate. If they carry Pennsylvania, I think they're going to be elected president. But I was just looking at the map on Newsmax here, and there are, I think I counted 6 states that they were looking at for results. The 2 in the West were Arizona and Nevada, and then it was North Carolina, Georgia, and then it was Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. If that's 6, I forget. But if we get those and they're all sort of rapidly in, we should know fairly early.
All right. Well, Jeffrey, we're going to leave it there, my friend. We have got a busy day and always appreciate your great, great analysis. We're going to check back in with you after the election and the results come in. Real quick, I'm going to give you the last word here. Do you think this is going to be a good night or a great night for Republicans?
Well, I think at a minimum it's going to be a good night. But I do think there's a possibility of being a great night. I remember in 1980, the media was saying how close it was going to be between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, and I walked into my old boss's office in the Pennsylvania State Capitol. He was the state Senate Republican leader. It was just 8 o'clock, and he had the television on, and at 10 minutes after 8, I think it was, they declared Ronald Reagan president-elect. So it wasn't what the polls had been saying, and, you know, he wound up carrying 44 states. So I think that possibility exists, which would be terrific.
Well, gentlemen, as we wrap this up, I'm looking at an image taken on a roadway in Pennsylvania where all you can see are Amish buggies with Trump flags. So if the Amish are involved, it's getting serious.
They are, you know, and I'll tell you one thing. When I went to Franklin Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is heavily populated with Amish. Mm-hmm. And in 1970, President Nixon came to Lancaster to campaign for Senator Hugh Stout, the Republican senator who was in a tight re-election race. So I went out to the airport. I was the head of the college Republicans. I went out to the airport, and huge crowd. In comes Marine One, and I look over, you know, a total 20th century invention, right? I look over to my left, and there's all these Amish people with horses and buggies to watch Nixon, and they voted for Hugh Stout, and they won.
And let me throw this, Jeffrey, you would know this better than anybody. I mean, deer hunting season, for all of those hunters listening in Pennsylvania, if you want to keep your Second Amendment rights, you know, this is a bigger deal than Christmas for a lot of folks in the Keystone State. They get out there, they go doe, they go buck hunting. So shout out to all those hunters out there. Be sure to vote, like your Second Amendment right depends on it, and your hunting, because it does. Thanks, Jeffrey.
That's an excellent point. It is that time of the year, and you know, that is a big deal. And I remember when we first moved to Pennsylvania when I was a teenager, my first Senate race that I was watching was Congressman Dick Schweiker, Republican, running against the incumbent Democrat Joe Clark. He had been Clark had been a former mayor of Philadelphia, and we had had, you know, the assassinations of Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King that year. Well, the big deal was Clark came out for a really serious gun control thing. Schweiker used it against him and won Providence, won in a landslide. You know, lesson number one about the importance of guns in Pennsylvania. Don't do it.
Yeah, there it is. Jeffrey, we got to leave it there, my friend. Always great talking to you. It's going to be a fun night.
All right. Buckle in. Get the popcorn.
I love it. Jeffrey Lord, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And I want to go to our second Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Governor Scott Walker, president of Young America's Foundation, joins us. Governor, hope you're doing well today. How are things looking in your state of Wisconsin?
Well, really, really well, Todd. Great to be on with you again, and thank you all for what you do. It is, I'm feeling well, but it's going to be extremely close. In Wisconsin, the early in-person voting was way up from 4 years ago and way up from even 2 years ago. What I was particularly pleased with is the largest in-person early voting was in Waukesha County, where I live, and that is a county that leans Republican. The other two larger counties, Milwaukee and Dane County, had a lot of combined absentee and early voting, but they didn't have nearly the percentage uptick in early voting in person that Waukesha did. So that's a good sign, a good indicator. Don't want to overread into that because that could be just a little bit of a reaction to some of us pushing, you know, get your ballots in early. But I think that's a good sign, and in the end, it's going to be a nail biter, just like it is in Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Governor, I know you guys work with a lot of young people, and I'm curious to hear about enthusiasm levels. Is there an enthusiasm level? What are you hearing from Gen Z voters?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was that the president was in Wisconsin twice last week in Green Bay, where he drove that great garbage truck. And then again, Friday night, my whole family and I were with him in Milwaukee at the Pfizer Forum. And it was amazing to see how many young people were at the Pfizer Forum. The place was packed. I think it's particularly true. We see it in the polling. We see it in Wisconsin. Young men who I think finally have just had it. They've realized they've been unfairly attacked by so many in the left and the media, and they're just pushing back. And so I think there's an incredible amount of enthusiasm there. They've had it. They feel forgotten. They feel like Donald Trump's the one who's paying attention. And Todd, we talked about this before, too. In our polling, what we've seen nationwide, even amongst college students, the poll we did at Young America's Foundation shows that the number one issue was the economy, almost 2-1 over the next closest issue. So for all the hype and hysteria you see from the media about abortion or about gay rights or about climate change, that's not what was top of the mind for college students in our nationwide poll. And I think that's a good indicator because obviously people get it that prices have gone up since Donald Trump was president.
Well said. And of course, Wisconsin ultimately won by Biden by a narrow 0.63% margin over Trump, which is why we've got to get every single voter out there and voting today.
Well, it's exactly right. Even when there's been good polls, I tell people, you know, the only poll that matters is the one that's taken today and the votes are counted today. And so even if people think that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance or other candidates are in a good position, you can't not only in their case not vote, but tell others. I took my mother on Friday to the city of Waukesha City Hall to make sure she could vote early in case something happened. My kids were out voting early. My daughter-in-law was out early. This is the thing. Today is the day, the last chance. Polls close in a few hours all across the country. And you can't say, well, I think he's going to win. No. In the end, this is, you know, tomorrow we can't wake up and say, wait a minute, you know, the border's not going to be secure. The prices are going to continue to go up. Public safety is going to be an even bigger problem. Violent crime, you know, free speech is going to be limited. How did that happen? Well, it happened because we didn't vote for the right people to be in office. So, don't let that happen. Don't let that be the headline tomorrow or any day in the future.
That's it. All right, Governor, we got to leave it there, but we really appreciate the great work that you're doing at Young America's Foundation and just raising up that next generation of conservative leadership in this country.
Amen. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for being a part of it.
All right, there you go, folks. The great Governor Scott Walker from Young America's Foundation. A lot going on. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and circle back. We have some breaking news we're going to share with you on the other side of the break. Again, our number 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, welcome back to our special Election Day edition of the show as the nation decides. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a big decision to make. Do we choose freedom and liberty or tyranny? It really is that simple. By the way, our telephone number, you can call in 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I understand we do have some breaking news from the nation's capital.
Breaking news now on the Todd Stearns Show.
And let's go over to Ben Dieter, who's following these developments. Ben, what's going on?
Yeah, it's the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center. It was shut down after a man smelling like fuel walked in carrying a torch and a flare gun. This coming from Capitol Police. They said they had to actually temporarily close it for tours while they investigated the incident. Again, this just coming in. Capitol Police say they did arrest the man with a torch and a flare gun who attempted to enter the Capitol Visitor Center on Tuesday. Posted preliminary information on X around 1:30. That would be 12:30 Central Our Time. Anyways, it's the good news is neither the U.S. House of Representatives nor the U.S. Senate are currently in session at the time.
Was he going to, like, deep fry himself? Do we know what was, I mean, you put all the puzzle pieces together there.
I mean, I don't smell like fuel. Do you smell like fuel?
Crispy critter.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, they shut down the tours. So no one's going to be touring the Capitol right now while they investigate. No other details at this time have been reported.
All right. Ben Dieter. And again, we're going to be following all of these breaking news. It could get a little squirrely today. No offense to Peanut. But it could get a little weird out there.
Well, and you have to also keep in mind, Todd, that enhanced security precautions have been placed around the Capitol and all throughout the District of Columbia as the nation is kind of tense right now as we get out and vote.
I'm telling you, if Kamala Harris loses by the numbers I think she's going to, I think that they're going to the left's going to lose their collective mind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's impossible. Do you remember where you were in 2016?
Oh, yeah. It's
the cry fest, the liberal tears. They were delayed. I want to see more of those liberal tears. How about you?
I can't wait. All right. 901-260-5926. We are waiting for those liberal tears. It's going to be a gully washer. We'll be right back, America. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Real quick, let's go to Thomas in Lexington, Tennessee, listening to us on 93.1 FM. Thomas, I understand you have a concern about early voting. What's going on?
Well, it's not actually early voting. Yeah, I enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, that's what I did. It's just that after I got home, I was looking at one of the candidates on there for representative, and I thought, you know, I want to see what this guy is like. So I Googled, conservative review liberty scorecard, and to my dismay, this dude got an F. And I thought, you know, what can, you know, more than likely he's going to win. I didn't see anybody. I mean, it wasn't a primary and you know, he's there for another 6 years. Okay. Now, shouldn't the Republican Party, I guess that's my question. Shouldn't the local Republican Party, you know, look at these scorecards and say, hey, we've got to get somebody that's going to go up there and represent the constituents.
Yeah, absolutely, and Thomas. And that's, you know, that is a big, big problem is that we call them bona fide Republicans. In other words, there are a lot of people that want to run as a Republican, but they're really not Republicans. And many of them haven't even, you know, voted in Republican primaries. And I know in Tennessee, you have to run in a certain number of primaries, for example, before you're considered a bona fide Republican. And, you know, a lot of that, too, is on the voter. I think we have to do our homework. And when we walk into the poll on Election Day, we got to make sure that we do our homework as well. So, Thomas, it's good that you're aware of that. And I'm not surprised that a Republican guy was getting an F. I'm not surprised at all. Thomas, thank you for that call. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And our good friend Liz Peek joins us. Liz, happy Election Day.
And same to you. I hope it turns out to be a happy Election Day.
And Liz, I want you to brace yourself because you're on the air also with Ben Dieter from KWAM, our morning show. My morning show host.
I had to come in when I heard Liz because Liz has been on the morning show and, of course, the Todd Starnes and all over the airwaves for a while. And Liz, you've been with us since this all started. What a crazy election cycle. And here we are, November 5th. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can't even imagine how many books are going to be read about this whole thing. You've had assassination attempts. You've had a coup by the Democrats taking out one candidate and putting in another without any primary votes whatsoever.
And Trump fixed the ice cream machines at McDonald's.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's just been it's been unbelievable. And all the trash talking. I was listening to a Bloomberg Radio today or Bloomberg TV, and they had a real serious conversation. Two people talking about the political element of the day, and one was saying, oh, yeah, Kamala Harris has run such a positive campaign and, you know, she's really finishing on a positive note. And that tells you that she's really winning this campaign. And, of course, Donald Trump's just all about negativity. I wanted to say, what are you talking about? She has called him a Nazi. And Biden's called everybody garbage. And all the slandering of Republicans and Trump supporters, it's been incessant and just horrifying. So I don't know what those people are thinking. I mean, they're just thinking that they have an incredible stake in this election, I guess, because they really, really hate Donald Trump and don't want him to win. But the amount, someone said the other day, and I think it's true, media is on the ballot in this election. And I really think that that is true. We have legacy media so teed up in favor of one political party these days and so opposed to the other that you just have to kind of say, you know what, these people deserve a comeuppance for their incessant dishonesty. And if nothing else, I hope they deliver that.
No doubt about it. As a matter of fact, to that point, Liz, after President Trump voted this morning, a reporter literally asked the president, will you tell your supporters there should be no violence?
Yeah, I heard that.
I mean, come
on.
Said,
I don't need to do that. I don't need to do it because my reporters are not violent people. But it was really, it was insulting. But again, that's they're teeing that up. I mean, ABC had a thing on Twitter just a few minutes ago or on X talking about how, you know, federal officials are concerned about violence. Let's remember back to 2016, who was in the streets marching and torching cars and being disruptive because Donald Trump had won? It wasn't Trump supporters, folks. It was the other side. So, you know, this is You know, they're trying to remind you of January 6th and what went wrong on January 6th. But I think most people recognize that that was a one-off and that, generally speaking, crowds supporting Donald Trump are peace-loving and basically very much in favor of law and order. And that's just kind of how it goes, you know?
The gender divide in this election, Liz, has been insane to watch, where yeah. You look at the gender, you have women backing Kamala Harris, men in favor of former President Donald Trump. And yet, if you look at some of the early numbers with voting, women are outvoting men, and your op-ed was so spot on. I want you to share with the listeners of the Todd Starnes Show what your message is to the men across this country.
Well, I hope there are a whole lot of them listening to you, because the reality is that in the early voting in North Carolina and Georgia, where we have good data on the early voting, women are far better represented than men. I think in North Carolina, it was 2.2 million women had voted versus about 1.8 million men. And the reason it's important is that there is a huge gender divide. Women are going for Kamala Harris by 9 or 10 points. Men are going for Trump, although by a little bit lesser margin. So if women really dominate
the voting, and I hope that is not happening today, Kamala Harris is going to win. And this all goes back to Roe v. Wade. It all goes back to the fact that women, many women, seem to be more concerned about abortion than they are the open border or the economy or inflation or anything else. And this is very dispiriting to me, I have to say, because I just think it's so narrow-minded. But in any event, I think we have to be really pushing every man we know, go to the polls. And even if they're not a Trump supporter, men, vote, because your vote is important.
Liz, I want to switch gears for just a moment. And we got news earlier this morning that Bernie Marcus passed away.
Yeah.
He was the co-founder of Home Depot, 95 years old. You know, there's a lot to talk about this guy, but what I find fascinating is here's a guy that at the age of 50 years old decided, you know what, I'm going to do a shift in life, and now we have Home Depot as a result of that.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I mean, these are towering people who create companies that are so unbelievably important and successful. And he was that, and obviously a huge benefactor of the Republican Party. I hate to say it, but my first thought was, oh, no, we can't lose another major Republican donor. But he had an extraordinary career, created a company that made a huge number of people very wealthy. People who invested in it early on did extremely well. So kudos to him. Quite an accomplishment, and sorry that he has gone.
Yeah, it is. Well, Liz, we've got to leave it there, and we just appreciate your great work, your great writing over the election season. It's been pretty remarkable, and this is going to be one for the history books.
Yeah, either way, it's going to be amazing. I hope we'll talk again after we know.
Indeed. All right. Liz Peek, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, one of our favorite
she's
writers.
Great.
She really is.
She's one of the
all
best.
Right. Thanks, Liz. All right. You know what we got to do? Dieter, the next time we're in New York City, we got to take Liz out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I know she hangs on the Upper East Side. I know a couple of good joints over there, a couple of good diners.
Yeah.
Well, the pastrami queen, too. I wonder if Liz Peek goes to the pastrami queen.
I'll ask you, because you spent how many years in New York?
Oh, geez, Lou, 15 years.
Okay. Do you like being in a red state or a blue state on election
definitely
day?
Definitely red state.
Is it more fun?
Well, no, I take that back.
Okay,
all right,
tell
so
me.
So back in 2016, I was the one red dot. If you go and look at the New York Times, in downtown Brooklyn, there was one red dot who voted for Donald Trump. That was me. My apartment was right around the corner from Hillary Clinton campaign headquarters.
Oh, boy.
And it was so wonderful. As I was leaving Fox and getting back home, I don't know, about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, it looked like the zombie apocalypse. Like all of these people were just, and at the time, they all reeked of patchouli oil, and they wore the hemp sweaters and the Birkenstocks. And that was before Subarus became popular with that crowd. And they were just devastated.
I bet you held your head up so high the day after, because you probably, to be a Trumper in Brooklyn couldn't have been an easy thing. I know you're a tough guy, but on the other side of the election when they lost?
Forget that. Try being a Trump supporter at Fox. That was I was laughing my fool head off at Fox News headquarters. If you remember, that was when the veil was lifted and people got to see Fox for what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there laughing, having a good old time. Everybody thought I was nuts, but I was all in on Trump early on.
Yeah. So, Todd, are you stay up all night? I mean, you're going to be on air till 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
But what about after that? Do you just hang out in the apartment, watch the results come in?
No, I think
we're going to have the
results before we're off the air tonight. I truly believe
that's a prediction.
Yeah, I think our numbers are looking good, but we cannot dilly or dally. We got to get out there and vote.
Well
got
said.
To. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. What are you hearing out there, folks? Are you excited? Are you a little nervous? Give us a call. Also, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, I will be hosting my Newsmax TV show. Corey Lewandowski, one of our big guests. And by the way, if you haven't already done so, you've got to check out NewsmaxInvest.com, because now, ladies and gentlemen, you can become a co-owner of Newsmax. That's right. You can get information on Newsmax's planned IPO at NewsmaxInvest.com. By the way, Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. Reuters says it's one of the top U.S. news brands. And you can become an owner by simply going to NewsmaxInvest.com. Be sure to consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Again, NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, let's welcome in a third person in our team tonight. She's going to be manning our decision desk and giving you breaking news alerts on elections across the nation. She is a great journalist and broadcaster from Nashville, Pamela Furr. Hi,
hello.
Pamela. How
Thank
are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. I'm excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be informative. It's but I do have something, though. This is breaking, I think. Coping skills for tonight, if it doesn't go your way. I mean, everybody and their brother is putting out information on what you need to do if it's not who you want.
If we
win.
Wake up and we will have continually cackling Kamala for the next 4 years,
or Orange Man Bad, whatever.
Wait, so what do we need to do to cope? Do you have some tips?
Yeah, I have some tips here if you would like them.
Please.
You need to limit your social media and news exposure. No, we're in the news business. We cannot
do
that.
Don't do that.
Not until after our election coverage concludes.
Well, it will continue until the inauguration, right? So no, don't do that. Deep breathing exercise, right? So you inhale through the nose, out through the mouth.
What about goat yoga? Is that on there?
No.
Add it to the list, Pamela.
Short mindfulness meditation. This is all baloney to me. Get outdoors. Now, that one's a nice one. It has a calming effect on your system if you get outdoors in nature and whatnot.
Be careful in Memphis, Pamela.
Yeah, see, I guess in Nashville it would be a lot more calmer than in Memphis.
I reckon so.
Yeah, and then exercise. It says to exercise for at least 5 minutes to get your heart rate up. So that's how you cope, they say, if it doesn't go your way.
I love it. All right. Thank you, Pamela.
You're welcome.
Hang tight, guys.
Sure.
I want to go to Cordova, Tennessee. Tong is with us, listening to us on KWAM. And Tong, I understand you're part of the Vietnamese community, which is a pretty big community here in West Tennessee.
Oh, yes. I'm glad to be here to tell everybody know that, not you know, but in Memphis, but back in August when I have a road trip from here from Tennessee to drive to California and back, I want to let you know this, that every Vietnamese I visit, all family, friends, and my relatives, none of them support Kamala.
Wow.
Absolutely zero.
Good people.
I'm talking about I'm driving from Texas to Arizona to California and back, you know, on the way back. None of the people I met and visited supported her.
Is that so? They're getting behind President Trump. Is that right, Tong?
Exactly. I understand that some of them in California may not outright saying that they're going to vote for Trump, but they definitely not going to vote for Kamala.
I love that. Well, Tong, you have another assignment now. All right, you've got to start recruiting more Vietnamese listeners for KWAM. So you'll have to help us out.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. Tong, thank you for calling in. Of course, KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis. Guys, just got a text photo from our good buddy Noah Britt down in Pascagoula. And we have so many great listeners there and also in right around the Mobile area. He says, Todd, can't even get in the parking lot in Mobile, Alabama, overflowing a line about a half a mile long to get in to go vote.
Nice.
That's what it's all about.
I'm seeing reports like that all over, Todd, where people are waiting for an hour or more to get to vote, but they're gladly standing in line. They don't mind. They're not complaining, and they're happy to do it. And I love that.
Let's go to Bowling Green, Kentucky. John is on the line. Hi, John. What's going on? What do you see there in Bowling Green?
Well, my son and I got to vote, and it was amazing. We saw veteran volunteers working the polls. And the coolest thing that actually moved me was seeing dads and moms bringing their kids to see how the constitutional process works. And to me, That means the parents are actually listening to guys like you say, hey, get your kids in and see how the constitutional process works. And that was the most amazing thing. It just moved me, actually moved me to tears. This is what we served. This is what we fought for as veterans. Also, one more thing, as far as the moms and the voting for Kamala, President Trump kept his promise about something. He put that issue of abortion back in the states where it belongs.
Right.
If people would realize that, they cannot blame anybody. They put it back to the states, and that's where it's supposed to belong. Yeah. But as far as the veterans doing their jobs, they served in the community, and seeing parents bringing their kids moved me to tears, Todd. It was absolutely amazing.
John, great report, and we got to leave it there, my friend. Thank you for calling in. And Ben Dieter, I'm going to give you the last word here. We got a few seconds before we have to scoot out to break.
Get out and vote. All right, there's really nothing we can do except exercise your right as an American citizen.
That's
Make
it.
Your voice heard tonight.
And Pamela, tonight we're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to be providing any kind of breaking news coverage. You'll be on top of.
I will. My pleasure.
All right. Well, folks, it has been a lot of fun. This has been a wild election season, and I want to say thank you for being the best audience in talk radio. You guys are just phenomenal. The calls have been great, the messages, and we're going to keep it up tonight. Starting at 6 o'clock Eastern, you can watch it on Rumble, ToddStarnes.com, all of our social media platforms. You can also listen to us on the radio. I want to thank our great team, Dylan and Cassie. Guys, it's been a lot of fun, and we're going to see you tonight, 6 o'clock, as we save America from the Marxist and avenge Peanuts.